All right. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to She's the Boss Radio Network, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, focused on topics to build, strengthen, inspire, as well as motivate men, women, and youth around the conference room and the community. I'm your host, Danielle, and this is Mission Complete. We want to thank you for tuning into the show, and we invite you to join us at www.shesthebossradio.com. And with that, I welcome you all back to Mission Complete. Guys, good morning. Get excited. We have a very special guest, and you guys know how I get. I always pause and I'm like, wait, I don't want to say the name first, but we're going to say it. Chloe, welcome to Mission Complete.
Thank you. Hello. I'm so happy to be here.
Yes. First of all, guys, I wanted Chloe to come on Mission Complete because she has not only recently graduated from Morgan State University, she has also put on, was a part of the team, the mindset, like the hands and feet for the Naked Truth. Yes. Can we talk about that? I have my sweatshirt on. I was able to speak. Okay. Like, where do we even begin with you first, actually?
Okay, so just to give a little backstory, my name is Chloe Johnson, and I was the project manager and specialist of The Naked Truth, which is just an event that was founded off of the Women's Leadership Forum. And that is also backed by Maryland Public Television. So it's an event of many events, but it was an amazing, wonderful turnout. This Naked Truth event was actually geared for women and students, you know, to come out and just hone, you know, their womanhood and also find resources for their career, their lifestyles, whether you're a mom, whether you're a student, whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you're just, you know, just working, whether you're just trying to get it, trying to find a community of women. We were a hub for that. There were around 30 or 40 workshops, you know, just geared for your finances, your career, communication, how to network. I mean, we even featured the illustrious and the beautiful Danielle.
I was there. I have a whole sweatshirt.
And she was in our Leveling Up career panel. So, like, even if you wanted to get some one-on-one career advice, not even one-on-one, but just some, you know, really close-knit community career advice, there we had women there. We had I can't even name it. You had to have been there, but good thing we do it every year. So, if you didn't catch it, we're going to be here in March 2023. So, I will be promoting like crazy. You want to make sure you follow me because it was.
This is exactly why I wanted her on the podcast. See, this is when you were like, what are we going to talk about? You? We're going to talk about you. Everything that you just mentioned there is exactly why this is Mission Complete, right? The fact that you recently did you know that you were wanted to do this work, like this type of conference planning, project management when you graduate? What was your degree in?
That's actually the craziest thing. I actually just graduated in December. I graduated with a multimedia journalism major. And yes, this is a huge pivot for me. Like, I definitely knew I was feeling this post-graduation depression months before I even had graduated.
Really?
I know for a fact I don't want to go into broadcast journalism. And I love Morgan State and I love my school with all of me. Go ahead, SDJC, School of Global Journalism and Communication. They put you on top of the world.
Yes!
But it felt like I was being groomed and geared to go into the Today Show. And I wasn't feeling it.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, so I took a little leap and I just started applying for, though I hadn't graduated yet, so I didn't have the degree. Yeah. I just started applying for roles that I could use the skills that I have and that I enjoy in other fashions. So like I literally was just going on Google and I found Maryland Public Television had an opening in like five different departments, production, development, human resources, and like project. I think it was like special events and engagement. So I just applied for all of them as an intern, you know, just to intern and get my feet wet and see. And it kind of came down to like the supervisors playing like tug of war. Like,
right. Because you're so qualified. They're like, who's going to work with you? Who's going to activate you?
No one will believe it, but I actually fell into human resources. So I even astounded myself because I was like, well, what am I going to do here? Thinking maybe should I go get a business, should I get an MBA, you know, so I could be like really into the business operations of things. But no, I never thought in a million years that I would be doing multimedia journalism work, community engagement work, like marketing, PR, and the work that I do. I'm literally like so well-rounded. I've touched so many different types of skills in just the 10 to 12 months I've been at MPT. And like, I fell in love. I fell in love with the role. And beautiful thing, my supervisor, I hope she's watching, but Colette Coakley.
Yes, she is. Colette. Listen.
She's the vice president of human resources at Maryland Public Television. And guys, she put me in a role really carved out, created an entire different role for me that wasn't really there in the first place, so that I could do all of the skills that I do, you know?
Yes.
So when it came, what I did specifically for the Naked Truth and Women's Leadership Forum, it was social media management. I pulled together all of the speakers. So I reached out to them. I made sure that I set them up. I gave them their speaking times. Yep. I created like the agenda, like the lineup, who's going to speak when and where. I helped facilitate the technical side of it. So like, you know, because this was a virtual event, guys.
That's
this was pulled off all online. Nobody left their homes. Okay. People were in their jammies.
That's
tuning
exactly
into the
right.
truth. Okay. It was such an amazing turnout. And I know from last year's event, because I didn't help with that one, they had topped their record. They had 1,000 women plus.
For and this year?
That was for 2021.
Oh, wow.
And so I felt such immense pressure to, like, really top the bar.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, and I can say with all my heart, truthfully, we didn't. We hit 700 plus, and that's still amazing when you're
that's
talking
huge.
About worldwide and online.
Yeah.
But I felt so, you know, just so overwhelmed with joy, like that I could really help bring together something this large,
yeah.
you know, something so powerful. Like women cry at this event, women dance at this event, women
yep.
tell their life stories at this event. They inspire each other. And like, I brought all these faces out. I brought all this talent out. And like Colette was saying to me the other day, like, girl, you have connections. Like
yes.
people know my name now. Like, ah,
yes.
What
yes.
did I do?
You did what you were supposed to do. It was mission complete. The thing about it, so, you know, this podcast is designed for middle school students, right? Middle school students that are like, number one, awesome and amazing. Mm-hmm. Number two, also trying to figure out what they are wanting to do with their creative skills, mm-hmm. talents, and does that equal college? Does that even equal career? Are they going to be just gig workers, right? Mm-hmm. Meaning that they're going to find an app and then start making their money from there, because school is not necessarily the place that they are finding themselves while they're still trying to find their identity. And that's hard when you're in 6th and 7th and 8th grade.
Yeah.
So for you to have a position carved out and created for you to take that little leap is a big deal. It's a huge deal for our audience, as well as understanding the world of virtual events. The fact is, everybody now understands Zoom. We understand Google Meets. We get this. But 2 years ago, we were like foreign to it as a business. There were already people in the Zoom space, in the Skype space, already understanding what a virtual meeting could be. But to do it in a virtual event style for a conference, 3 days of content, well, 2 days of content, one private event, it's a huge deal. And we commend you. We celebrate you. We support you. And then also, I want to think about, like, the impact. You were saying that you brought all of these faces, all of these women together, multiple sessions, tons of opportunities for content. What does that mean to you in reference? Okay, because the content of the conference is really centered around that naked truth, leveling up, understanding that, okay, hey, we're still here. We're still in business. You are a part of that. How does that hit you? How does it resonate with you?
I don't even know yet. You know,
yeah.
this event was just 2 weeks ago, and I think, like, no one's asked me this question, so
Ooh.
I'm letting it resonate right now.
Oh, amen.
And
yes.
I don't even know what that means for me, what that means for my future. And what, you know what? What I can say is that, like, even before the event had actually taken place, people
yeah.
were reaching out to me saying, oh, this is amazing that you guys were actually able to pull all these sponsorships for this event. I'm talking
yeah.
big names like Fulton Bank and
Truist
Bank.
That's
and,
our bank. You know? Yeah, yeah.
yeah. And, you know, that's the communication, reaching out to people, making your connections and, you know, leveraging things that you know, sharing the resources and et cetera. But people were reaching out and saying, hey, can you help me put on this event? Like, there's this major music artist. I'm giving a shout out to Muppa Queen in Baltimore, but
yes.
she puts on community engagement events and
mm-hmm.
she sang. She's an artist. I mean, she wanted to do something large for Baltimore this summer, and she was saying, hop on board. You know, like, I really could use what you do to help create and foster something beautiful, you know, for the community. And like, I was thinking, dang, man, like, after having did all this for this event, it's not for nothing.
Nope.
Because all these skills are now transferable. Like, I can now take this and do so much. Like,
yeah.
I didn't think I was going to grab. I thought 2 years ago I was going to be at WBAL TV news station working, you know, reporting and creating stories on the night side, you know, and that's long work. Like, you literally come in from like 4 to like 11 p.m. past at night. You're just like writing stories and stuff,
right.
creating the I thought that's what I was going to be doing. I never saw this for me. I'm so happy with where I am. Like, I'm happy financially, spiritually, mentally. And, like, amen. I don't know what more I can say. I don't know what it means for me, but I just hope I can use and leverage these skills that I just, like, honed within this past year, like, last year. Like, again, I see all the hearts. I'm in love. Stop, yeah, y'all. Stop. Like,
it's a big deal. Like, and again, that's why I'm speechless. That's why I really wanted this to be a space where you could unpack that, right? Yeah. Where you could really see, especially when you're talking about transferable skills. So for a student or anybody who's listening right now to be like, all right, I mean, I want to help. I want to do something cool. I want to be in charge. Mm-hmm. The power of project management is really what you're talking about right now, yeah, because in order for people to even come together, gather, learn, connect, grow, share, somebody's got to write that down. Somebody's got to do those details. Somebody has to really, like, write every single piece down. And with that, now that's presented you new opportunities, the summer event where you're even considering the project management piece, or you've already signed on, or you, what are you doing?
I am considering, and I actually have started reaching out to my connections just to, you know, see who I could get to help her before I say yes. I want to make sure I got some support, you know, in my bag. But definitely am looking to help put that on. And that's going to be this summer, guys. You guys have to stay tuned, keep my page, follow me, you know. But I don't think that'll be the last event that I put together. I don't think that'll be the last time that I help bring together, like, such a community of voices from all different backgrounds. Let me just say this, because I didn't mention it earlier, but the Naked Truth Women's Leadership Forum, this was our 5th year event, so a major event for us. But every year since they first started, they would bring on just women from all levels of industry, you know, like, you're coming with all different women of all walks of life, all ages, all nationalities, you know, and they're just talking about, from their level of expertise, talking about what they know, you know, they're just pouring life into you from all different areas. And the best thing about it being from online is you got to choose whichever workshop you wanted to engage in. Like, you didn't have to stay in the mommy and me workshop where you learn how to balance motherhood and work-life balance.
That's
you could
right.
also pick, go from there and go to the self-image workshop where you learn how to value yourself and hone self-care and good habits to be a better woman. You know, it's a woman event. It's a girl event, you know? Yeah. And my whole drive this year was specifically to bring this light to more younger women, because I've seen that the Women's Leadership Forum was geared mostly to, you know, older, developed, established women, and that's a beautiful thing. But I think it was so much wealth of knowledge that could be poured into girls. Like, I just graduated, so, like, I'm fresh out of college, and I know what it's like to be lost.
Exactly.
You know, you're wasting thousands and thousands of dollars in school. You don't know what you're doing. But, like, I just feel like all my homegirls should be in these workshops.
And that's what we're going to talk about when we get come back from the break, right? We got some time. But the fact is, you said that you were looking for the younger voices to emerge in this event, right?
Yeah.
That was number one why. Well, what made me get excited about your experience was your emails. I recognized them as my own. I said, oh, she put it together. She's letting us know that we need to be there on time, fully dressed and prepared. Here's a hashtag for you. Like, you weren't playing, right? You weren't playing, and you let us know when we were late. Mm-hmm. But with that, it was when we were having rehearsal, when you were like, you said yes to the code. I said, I wanted my students to go. I wanted to be able to share this. And you were like, I'll make a code. We'll make a flyer. I said, who is Chloe? Like, I'm like, what's going on? And that is exactly, that's that difference. That's how we are able to emerge young voices. And when we get back from break, we're going to talk a little bit more about that, as well as one of the things that you said about being lost and spending thousands of dollars. Like, where is this going to come from?
That's college.
That's college. All right.
Well, next.
That's funny. All right, guys. Well, this is Mission Complete, and we will be right back.
She's the boss. Radio Network.
This year, give the greatest Mother's Day gift ever. Compassion International presents a Mother's Day celebration. Erica Campbell.
You look up.
Donnie McClurkin. Tamala Mann. And Anthony Brown in group therapy.
You thought I was worth
Saturday, May 7th at the Chesapeake Employers Insurance Arena, formerly the UMBC Event Center. Tickets are on sale now. Get them online at Ticketmaster.com or the box office.
She's the Boss Enterprises, in collaboration with Get It In, Island Cuisine 2, presents WSTBRN, She's the Boss Radio's Second Thursday's Networking Mixer. Every second Thursday of the month, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., we will be highlighting a business once a month, radio opportunities, advertising, conversations, great food and drinks. So come on out and enjoy $3 rum punches, $5 Tito's vodka, and $7 catfish platters. For more information on this event and others, follow us on all our social media pages. Facebook, we are She's the Boss Radio. Twitter, we are She's the Boss Radio without the O. IG, Twitch, and Tumblr, we are WSTBRN. Or go out to www.she'sthebossradio.com. We make radio first so that your vision will be heard. If you would like to shine a light on your business during Second Thursdays, please email us at info@she'sthebossradio.com using the hashtag in the subject line, shine a light on it.
We don't break the laws. We just make up our own. The internet's best choice for music. She's the boss. Radio Network.
And we are back. This is Mission Complete, and we are speaking with Chloe Johnson today, who is just shining a light on all things, everything you want to do, project management, post-graduation, the naked truth, as well as upcoming events for the summer. And while we are on break, you said some magic stuff. You said you graduated from where?
Western High School.
Shout your school. Every single opportunity we get a chance to shout our schools out, especially a high school, because middle schoolers, that means that you have been able to emerge. You got out of eighth grade. And now you're in ninth. So with that, like, talk about high school. What was up with that?
I don't even know. Okay. High school, my high school experience was really great. I loved Western, and I loved my journey. I actually, like, one of the rare people who wish they could go back to high school. But if anybody knows, Western High School is an all-girls public school in Baltimore City. And She's it. She's illustrious. She should be number one. Oh. It might be City or Poly. And they're probably going to fight me in the comments. But
hey, the comments are turned off, so they can fight about it now. But go ahead.
But that's kind of really where I, like, honed my love for writing. Like, I don't know if anybody knows, but, like, Western is, like, a college preparatory school, but it also really has backing in, like, English and language and all of that. So,
okay.
Like, we do a lot of writing, a lot of essays.
Which is so important.
Yeah, and so I think I knew from there when I was, like, graduating. I didn't have an idea what I wanted to major in. But I knew it had to be somewhere in liberal arts or, you know, communication or writing or something.
You wanted to get the message out. You wanted to at least be able to share what was inside of you with other people. So you're saying Western gave you that opportunity.
Yeah, and it was fun. Like, there were so many things to do. High school's going to be fun. Don't overthink it, you know, guys, because, like, it's an experience. Like, you come there, you're going to meet so many different people, so many different faces. You're going to encounter so many different types of, you know, I don't want to say challenges because, well,
I mean, it's okay.
You come back from challenges.
That's
right. Like, it's going to be amazing. And I'm talking to my middle schoolers out here, guys.
Yeah, it would be a problem if you're like, they're going to encounter a lot of ops, right? Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of people that are just, you know, not okay, not for you. And that is possible. But to the other side of that is your tribe, your people, your squad, your team. And how did you do that? Let's talk about friends, because that's my favorite part. How, you know, what about your friends? How did you find your friends? How did your friends find you? How did you realize that you maybe are not my friend in this high school time? How did you navigate that?
I don't know. Friendship is really tricky when you come into high school. But what I can really remember, and guys, I just graduated from college, so high school is a long time for me now. I'm old.
Oh, no.
I remember when I came in as a freshman in high school, like, I just wanted to throw myself into everything so that I could, like, not feel like an outcast. So before school even started, you know, you, like, I don't know if any other school does it, but Western does, like, orientation.
Yeah.
So you come in for, like, 2 days. I tried to make friends in that space. I even signed up for soccer. So, you know, if you start.
You played soccer.
Oh, I was the captain.
Yeah. Say something about it. Go ahead, put some respect on her name. Yes. Okay.
No, that's not the point.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to, like, be around people and, like, be happy and have good energy and, like, you know, encounter friendship, encounter, I don't know. And I think that's how you should approach life. That's how you should approach high school, at least, because if you close yourself off, you might close yourself off to all the amazing opportunities that are out there. Like, I mean, I can't speak more.
Yeah,
to it
no, because what you're saying is that high school led you to college, and yeah. The reason why that's important because college brought you right here.
Right here.
But yeah. You were okay. But even before you got while you were in college, you said you were experiencing post depression. What was it?
Post-graduation depression.
What is that?
You never heard?
No. Yes.
So I think it kind of like emerged like maybe like circa 2008 and onward, but like. It's where...
Y'all, I'm old. Wait a minute. Hold on. Go ahead.
But where a lot of, like, you know, graduating seniors in college, maybe even high school, too, were feeling like, you know, there's no space for them or there are no opportunities for them. There weren't many paying jobs and such like that. And I was kind of feeling the pressures. Like, I was hearing people who had graduated, like, the semester before me saying that they couldn't find opportunities or, like, they were still applying for jobs and working like, their regular careers and, like... For some people, having a job is having a job. But right. For some people who, like, you know, when they graduated, they were looking to be to hop straight into their career path.
Yeah.
So if they just pick up, like, your 9-to-5 at Forever 21, they weren't feeling like they were chasing their dreams. So all of that, those pressures, that anxiety, for me, also part of it was the pandemic, too. It felt like it robbed my college life. Like, I didn't get the chance to do the things that I wanted to do. Like,
yeah.
I was going to study abroad again. Like, I had plans, and, like... That was jolting me, and I was saying, okay, it's getting closer to the finish line. What are you going to do? How are you going to work?
That's big.
You're not going to have a job. You're going to just graduate and have a degree and do nothing. Like, I was thinking, before I even graduated, that was, like, the semester before I graduated, I was like, girl, you need to apply for some jobs. I applied, even internships, non-paid internships. I was just looking for something to get my feet wet, and I fell into Maryland Public Television.
Amen.
And I did that. And it wasn't, like, unintentional. There was intention. It was strategic. I know that I have a good relation and good skill with writing, communication, and I kind of like journalism. I just didn't like it on deadline. Like, you know,
She said she didn't like it on deadline. She said it'll be done when it's finished. Right. She said she's on her way. I got you.
So I kind of, like, said, okay, I'm going to go somewhere where it is communication. It is, like, journalism-based, but I'm going to try to find my footing there. And, like, if you were here earlier, you would have heard me say, like, I applied for different, like, internships across different departments. It was, like, development, production, human resources, special events and engagement. I just was looking for something. And I fell into human resources, and I was like, what? This is far from journalism.
Yeah.
But that in that role, I actually made room to do everything that I'm good at, writing, social media, content, communication, community outreach, like all of those things, marketing, PR. I was like, dang, I can
it's
even throw
everything.
Some of that in there. Sales a little bit.
Absolutely. as I wear my hoodie.
She wear my TNT hoodie.
Okay. Listen, and it sparkles. You know, but okay, wait. So hold on. Mm-hmm. Like, chill out because of the fact you're saying everything right? You're letting us know that there was a time where you're like, yo, I don't even know. I don't want to work at Forever 21. Shout out to Forever 21. But I don't want to do that, right? Like, it's nothing about it. I want to shop there. And I also want to be able to shop there without question. I want to swipe. I want to get this.
Yes.
I want to put this in the bag.
Yes.
But I want to also use the skills that I know that are inside of me. God gave me a life for a reason. And it sounds like you were able to not only piece those things together, but like really like mold them into an experience.
Yeah,
absolutely. So then now with that, it makes me think about, okay, let's really talk about your transferable skill set, right? The fact that now you have this mixed bag of being able to not only write, that's why the emails were so important, right? That's probably why I was so like...
But no, let me say this, guys.
Yeah, go ahead.
If anybody's listening that's in college, I took a business communication class right before I graduated.
With who? Who was your professor?
I don't remember the name, but I'll follow up with you.
Okay, yeah, shout out to that professor.
Yeah.
Okay, we got it.
But I did that intentionally because by then I'd been in my internship at Maryland Public Television. So, like, I knew I was going to need to really get better at my business communication. So I took that class, and I think that's probably why my emails were so good, because I know how to deliver a message. And it really does matter, because a lot of people do not know how to put together an email.
Wow.
Like, your whole point is you're trying to reach your audience and get them to do something.
Yes.
So if you don't put your words out there right, it's not going to be done. So you have to really put your message in your message. I don't know.
So, no,
take the class.
So wait, and here's the thing, middle school. Okay, so Mission Complete is an interactive podcast, right? Mm-hmm. So depending on how the student is in, comes to us through Unboxing Change, means some of them are working on service learning projects, some of them are volunteers, some of them are really just supporters and fans, people that just, you know, are vibes within the organization, but some of them are actually working on this podcast. What we will do for you all as a tangible takeaway for this episode is we will send you the emails that I'm talking about, because I want us to deconstruct them. That is going to be great, because actually the middle schoolers, and this is a, we're going to put an exclusive on your podcast. We need an applause. I'm going to give it up. That's a, one thing we're always doing is trying to figure out the sound effects, but this is an exclusive. They're laughing in the back. Over the summer, our middle schoolers are putting together a summer camp. Right. Oh, so okay. They are already working on the bones of this camp. So with that, when we're talking about communication, emailing and stuff like that, we can use those templates of emails that you put together as examples of how they are going to have to communicate with each other and the community. Yeah. So,
I'd love to help that fashion and let me in the summer camp.
Absolutely. Of course. Really? That's why it's an exclusive. And for everybody who's hearing about the camp right now, we will follow back up with you. Just chill out. But yeah, no, it's starting very soon, the planning and the details. But yes, that's why the emails were so important, because of the fact, you know, for me, when I was receiving them, my team as well too, we knew that we had to do the dates, times, location, the who, what, when, where, how, and why. We keep a schedule. We have multiple events all the time. Yeah. So for this one, it is a big deal for us as an organization, like completely and totally. We were guests last year. Well, I was a guest last year, mm-hmm. and to be on a panel, it's big. So we had to continue. It's easy when you receive something and you can put it where in its place, on the date, on the calendar, rehearsal, this, that, and the other. And that is that skill that we need to teach our young people. Or no, I want to say allow it to emerge, because mm-hmm. children naturally have the answers just as much as the questions. Yeah. You found a way to seamlessly pull that together and do it in a way that was exciting for you. It wasn't just, you know, just that one thing. You were able to touch PR, marketing, sales, public speaking, because you spoke too. You were on the main stage.
Oh, yeah.
That was massive.
I forget.
I didn't.
I was on the ships panel, which was all ships, entrepreneurship, yes. apprenticeship, yes. internship, scholarship. So I was just expounding on my experience in college and how I navigated scholarships and, you know, used all of my opportunities to the best of my ability. And I'd love to talk more with anybody who's watching, you know, about what I've done and how you can do the same thing, you know, because absolutely. I really think it's through just putting yourself out there and really making use of all the opportunities around you. Like, I feel like I'm just the kind of person that I like to throw myself in places, and maybe it's not always for the best, because I can say I'm always overwhelmed.
Yeah.
But
it's a great time to pray when you're overwhelmed, center yourself, be able to. Yeah. Because that's the thing, right? There, like, just earlier on, when we were talking about, you know, you're going to encounter challenges and people yeah. and things of that nature. Well, being overwhelmed is a part of the process.
Yes.
And with that, too much is given, much is required. So the way that you take care of yourself and the way that you take care of others needs to be as seamless as possible. So when you are feeling overwhelmed, it is your duty and responsibility to make that known, so somebody can come in, support, and help, or you can remove yourself. So I appreciate you you saying that. So when we come back from break, right? Guys, when we come back from break, number one, we're gonna make Chloe double down on. She said that she will talk to you. But it's recorded. So she said that she will not only share her skill set, but her story as well. Yeah. And when I wanna when we come back from break, let's talk about all the things that people can, you know, benefit from your experience, right? As we plan and prepare for the summer, we know that the conference is next year, mm-hmm. but you've got all of these skills now, right? Like, you people are reaching out to you now. Yeah. I cannot wait to see what you really, really want to do. Like, you know what I mean? It's one thing when people find out that you're super mm-hmm. and amazing, but they're like, oh, we want Chloe on this and Chloe on that, and Chloe's got to be on the podcast. You know what I mean? But what do you want to do? So when we come back from break, we're going to talk about, like, your ideal client summer experience and figure that out. And this is Mission Complete.
She's the boss. Radio Network.
Yeah, that's the sound of today's business community. It's a dog-eat-dog world, and only the strong survive. The challenge is navigating the ever-changing business environment to put your business in the forefront. So how does your business keep up with the changes? That's where She's the Boss Network comes in. She's the Boss Network is an internet media network that's been helping businesses like yours get the exposure that you're looking for at reasonable cost by way of radio and video. They'll help you stay successful by navigating change and seeing the big picture. After She's the Boss Network analyzes your business and marketing strategies, you'll start to see a media presence like you've never seen in your business before. And She's the Boss Network doesn't stop there. They use their findings to create a practical plan of action, a plan that will get your business from where you are to where you need to be. There you go. Lock those dogs up for good by giving She's the Boss Network a call at 866-494-5945, extension 101, or by checking their website at shesthebossradio.com. Again, that's 866-494-5945, extension 101, or shesthebossradio.com.
Beauty's in the eye. We complicate things when all along it's just perfect as it is. Beauty is from within. It's how you feel, not as how others see you. Skincare shouldn't be complicated. She's the Boss believes skincare should be nurturing, easy to use, smell delicious, feel refreshing, and look incredible. She's the Boss Cosmetics and Skincare brings you our botanical-based skincare line that's gentle, uncomplicated, and extremely effective for men, women, and youth. Feel confident and radiate a power glow that flows from the inside out. Exude an assurance that extends from the home into the conference room. Visit us at www.shes-the-boss.com or call us at 866-494-5945 to get yours today.
We don't break the laws. We just make up our own. The internet's best choice for music.
She's the boss. Boss. Radio Network.
All right, we are back, and this is Mission Complete. And we were just having a great conversation about everything we've already been talking about with Chloe. And the last time before we left, I was asking her about her dream job opportunity, not dream job, her dream event, project management style. Like, what would you like to coordinate?
I think it would definitely be something for the kids, and it would definitely be something community based. Like, I think all of my favorite like events that I've ever attended as a young person were rooted in the community. Like, whether it was like a summer day where all the kids in the neighborhood came out, and it was pools in the street, or you know, people playing with the hoses, or if it was a parade or something in the city. Like, my favorite things to attend are where everyone's like in their element, they're happy, the kids are happy. Resources are being shared. Like, I love when vendors are out in the street and people are selling things and people are shopping. I would love to put together a major festival in Baltimore City. That's wow. In my timeline. I stamp that. Like, I think I could see myself being in that. Like, when you think about these things, guys, people don't think. I didn't think about it, but whenever you see a major event, any major event, the president's inauguration, someone, some team. Some dream team
had
to put that together.
Somebody had to write that down.
Everybody. They had to create the entire event.
Yeah.
Figure out where the tables go. Figure out the lighting. Figure out the budget. Figure out where's the money coming from. Somebody had to be the brains behind that. And I'm thinking, like, wow, I was really the brains behind such a beautiful event.
Yes.
I'm going to do it again. Like,
whoa. Okay, well, we're fired up. Yes, we are. Yes, and that's interesting too, because of the fact what I was thinking. Okay, hold on. That's another thing. So this is recorded, friends. She said that she will also help us plan an event for kids. So not only will she speak with you all. Okay, so this is great, because I want to introduce you to The Color of Youth. Okay. So The Color of Youth is a organization, youth-led as well, that focuses on community, art, everything, just message. Miguel and his team are amazing. They were actually my first podcast interview before we even launched Mission Complete. So they are truly and forever will always be episode one. They are in the space in wanting to do a festival. And they're in high school.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, they're in high school. Yeah, so Miguel is in high school in Maryland, and his two other co-founders and leaders are in Atlanta. So they have this virtual space, virtual community, where they're still trying to do that, bringing that to motion. So that is a group that I would definitely want you to meet and hear from, in addition to what we've got going on for the summer, right? There's every time that we can give students an opportunity to understand logistics, understand details, understand an email is massive, because just like you had all of that fire where you're like, I would love to plan, you know, a festival and, you know, pools in the street. I love that. Well, you know what I mean? That, yes, yes. But then I think about the logistics, like, oh my God, the street. Are we, don't touch the, the fire hose. Like,
you gotta get a permit.
Right. Right. And those are sprinkles, if not skills, that we want to be able to, you know, give our young people, give middle school and beyond, because this is what you need and what's for you. One of the things that we were talking about during the break, guys, was, all right, so what do you do? Do you start a business? Do you hand somebody a contract? Are you giving people your Cash App? How do you get paid for these things? So the best thing about Chloe right now is that she is in a full-time position that you're able to float and grow. I wanted you to talk a little bit about that, because that's massive. Not everybody needs to own their own business. Yeah. Sometimes you need to really take ownership of your job. You're working for Maryland Public Television, the whole state, y'all. The whole state, right? So, but within that position, you said you've been able to float because of Colette, right? You know what I mean? Like,
of the culture of the company. Like, I mean, if, at Maryland Public Television, they just really encourage and emphasize the ability to, like, test the waters and get your feet wet. So I don't, like I was saying to Daniel, I don't feel shackled in my role in human resources or in project management. I feel like if I did want to go back and expound on my skills as a journalist or in writing, I could go work in development. I could work in production. I could go out with the camera and get the interviews if I wanted, you know. So I feel like that's also the beauty of my career, and that's the beauty of taking control, like Daniel said, of my job, of my life, you know. Don't feel shackled in your one role. And I think, like, transferable skills, all of this, these are huge conversations with people. I was just talking to my younger sister yesterday. I took her out to go get a job.
Oh,
she's 15, yeah.
Shout out to your younger sister. Where did she, where was she seeking to work?
So she, well, we went to Towson Mall. And, okay. So she, where was the job at? There's a new store called Elixir or something. And then there's another, there was Nordstrom Rack.
Okay.
So this is her first job, you know? So, but I was just talking to her and she was saying, like, you know, I don't really have any skills. I haven't really done anything. So what do I tell them? What do I say in an interview? Yeah. And I was saying, like, but girl, like, you were literally like an entrepreneurial mogul. Like, you're literally a hustler. Like, you get to the bag. You know how to like, my sister is like so well-rounded.
Y'all, we got to meet Chloe's sister. We got to meet Chloe. Chloe's sister has to be on the show. She's going to be on the show.
And I was like, though she has no experiences to lean back on, I know that's just all of her personality and all that I've seen her do. She's an avid babysitter.
Yes.
Everything she's ever done, cheerleading, dance, Alvin Ailey dance camp. She was the group leader.
What's your sister's name, bro? Like, we didn't
know. Caitlin Yearwood.
Shout out Caitlin Yearwood. This is your invitation to be on the show.
She was
yes.
just in middle school, you know? So, like, and you guys are all magical just like her. Like, all kids are. Like, and, like, you all have these skills, and you be thinking that you can't do anything with it. Those are transferable skills, too. Like, if you're good at, if you know you're the leader of the group always, girl,
it's a snap for me. Yeah. Y'all, like, it's the snap.
That's a skill you lean on. I knew that when I was in high school. I didn't have an idea what I wanted to go to school for, but I was like, well, I know I can write really good. People always say, I love your stories. I love your essays. Like, I was like, well.
Oh, you know what? You need to come to third grade. no, the reason why is I get so excited. So Unboxing Change, we service pre-K through college. So our third graders right now are participating in life-saving lunch bunches. Hmm. Life-saving lunch bunches are connected to the blood drives that we're doing at UMBC and Bowie State University. So within that experience, the students are learning about the power of blood donation. Did you know every single time you donate blood, you're saving three lives? Straight up.
I didn't know it was three lives.
It's three lives. Like, and I say it, I have to always, like, scream it. And every time I talk to the Red Cross, I'm like, y'all, I'm about to say this out here. And they're like, Linda's like, yes, Danielle, it's true. I'm like, okay. All right. But yeah, every time you give blood, you save three lives. So we're teaching our elementary students right in this right now, as well as working with our college students that have their blood drives coming up in the next 2 weeks. With that being said, what elementary school, our third grade, is working on is what they, now that we've been able to save lives, what is that life going to be able to do? So we're having them create stories or pictures about now they have this new opportunity. Either they receive the blood or they're giving the blood. They have a space for that. So, I think you would do well talking to them about how they can construct stories.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm gonna just write it down.
So you, like Danielle's just taking those.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we have a lot of kids. We have a lot of kids that and then going back to the transferable skills and not having skills now. I think your sister made a very excellent point where she's like, okay, but I go to school every single day. Well, sis, right there is management. That's huge. You have how many classes that you have to manage? How many teachers, subjects, and friends? You have to make sure that you turn your work in just as much as do your work. You have to ask questions. You have to actually manage a schedule. There might be something extracurricular.
Those are things you're going to continue to use. Like, those are skills.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing. And that's why, you know, Voices for Young People is so important. And again, it goes back to what you were thinking for or, you know, championing for the conference, right? It shouldn't be your first job is school. So that means that y'all been working for a long time since nursery school, right? Like, y'all are old. So don't think like there are no more interviews or resume. Like, pull your report card out. That's your resume. Let us know who you are. And I think that's really, really important. I also wanted to highlight the fact that you're what? How old are you?
I'm 22. So I'm like a baby in my own head. I mean, I think I'm old, but I think I'm a baby.
You're at the early end of this. Listen, I'm 36, so I see myself right here, too. So you're over here. But our friends in middle school, whatever, y'all are 11 and 14. Right? What are they talking about? Yes, we're on TikTok, friends. Like, come on. No. But with that, right, these skills are already being worked on. They're already, and I'm sure, you know, all the students we work with love to plan events. They love to just discuss those details. And I'm just so thankful that you have found a space for yourself within that. And that goes back to what I was saying. Not everybody has to work for themselves. So like you said, you found this beautiful position with Maryland Public Television. And but then also you still have this massive skill set where people could want to contract you, hire you, you know, discuss with you. And one of the things that we were talking about, guys, was understanding your understanding scope, your skill set and expertise. Scope, what is the actual project? Like, what are we actually doing? Well, you're bringing hundreds of people together to actually do dates, times, locations. We want them to sit down, dance, eat, engage. That's scope. Somebody has to actually write that down. Like you were talking about with the inauguration, there's lights, there's foods, there's table.
All of that stuff. Skills
in the sense where it's like, okay, are you that person that is able to see all of those details? Are you communicating about it? Are you executing on it? Are you actually activating people to do that? All of these things can go into an expertise. How long have you been doing it? How long or how many times have you done it? I say all that to say that you still can find a space in creative conversations, right? Yeah. Creative conversations where people can say, all right, well, listen, I can give you my experience, what I've done thus far, like never faking it till you make it, never lie and say, you know, if I can just be an ear or a sounding board on your project, let me come for a couple times. But then also, you know, if you're wanting to book me as a meeting, book you as a meeting, right? You can put a meeting fee and say, all right, you know, every time we have a meeting, I'm not touching anything. I'm not securing anything. I'm not emailing anybody. I'm really just here to make sure that you guys stay on track, on point. And then you've started to create a foundation for yourself where you're not, they're not looking at you as like, all right, well, Chloe said that she could get this done. No, Chloe said that she would be in the room and make sure you had the meeting. And if in fact there were notes, the meeting is recorded. That's something that you could do, period. Like, because again, you don't want to, you're already overwhelmed in the right way. And now people are going to be able to see those skills. They're going to, then they're going to want that. So it's like, all right, well, this is my fee for being in the room. Or before we even start a project, I want to hear about it. The discovery, the free consultation.
Like consultation? Is that a consultation?
Absolutely.
Career?
Absolutely. And when we get back, I'll break that down, that structure, so you can put yourself in the position where you are being compensated, but then also you're able to contribute without the pressure of a contract.
Yeah.
This is Mission Complete. That's it. We're going. Yeah, that's a break.
She's the boss. Boss. Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. It's Midday Diva, Doreesa Harvey, and we're planning on having a great time at the upcoming Mother's Day Gospel Extravaganza. You don't want to miss this great celebration at the Chesapeake Employees Insurance Arena, formerly the UMBC Event Center. This will take place 7 p.m. For ticket information, go to Ticketmaster.com. Featuring on this awesome concert, Erica Campbell, Donnie McClurkin, Tamla Mann, and Anthony Brown and Group Therapy. Don't forget that Saturday, May 7th, 7 p.m. Make your plans to attend. Go get your tickets right now at Ticketmaster.com. Sponsored by Compassion International.
Hey, I'm Jenny James for Neatly Done Carpet Cleaner. You've probably been home a lot more. Maybe you have kids like me who spill all the time, and you've noticed that your carpet's not looking so good. Why don't you call Neatly Done Carpet Cleaner? They use a dry extraction service, so you won't have wet carpet all day long, and you can get back to doing the things you love with your family immediately. And it's a way to make your room healthier while improving your indoor air quality. You can do tile, slate, granite, ceramic, area rugs, and yes, they're pet friendly too. Why don't you get a free, no obligation estimate today? NeatlyDoneSanAntonio.com.
We don't break the laws, we just make up our own. The internet's best choice for music.
She's the boss.
Radio Network.
All right, we are back, and this is Mission Complete. Oh, and I'm excited because our live video actually saved. All right, guys, last thing we were talking about with Chloe, who's awesome and amazing, is creating a structure where she can continue to build her portfolio, build her brand of expertise without having the pressures or liability of contracts. The way that I was breaking that down is simple, right? You want to be a collaborator. Well, excuse me. You want to be a contributor first, right? The reason why you want to be able to contribute means that you are bringing your voice into the conversation. Collaborator means that you guys are both doing the work, so we don't do that yet. Mm. You want to be a contributor. You want to be invited into the meeting. Somebody is saying, hey, I want to plan this event. I want to do a conference. I want to do a conversation. We are bringing X amount of people together. That's that key indicator. When you are bringing more than one other person into an event where there's a date, time, location, that's when you're like, wait a minute. I'm about to be liable, right? Liable for the money, liable for the people, whatever, right? So you want to be a contributor. You want to be able to be like, all right, let's get Chloe's thoughts on this. And that's exactly that Maryland Public Television energy. That's the way they've always treated me. I've been able to be in a conversation. I'm like, y'all talking about me? They're like, yeah. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, I don't know if we can. All right. But you want to be a contributor. From there, then you're able to assess what you want to do, not what you know how to do. That is the biggest misconception. When people find out that you're great, they are going to use you, and that is what they're supposed to do. But that doesn't necessarily mean that that's what you want to do right now, and that's how you get in the pit where you're like, man, I hate going to work, and I created the business. What? You're the CEO, bro. What are you doing? But it's because now everybody's like, wait a minute, Chloe can write an email. She can write an email? She can do this? Like, you know what I mean? Now they're like fired up about it. No, what you need to do is put yourself in a position where you're like, I'm an ear, and now I get to decide which out of my skill sets, the bag that God has given me, that I want to use. Maybe I only want to do the marketing, even though I can do the coordinating. Maybe I only want to do the writing side of this. I really want to just write down everything that you guys said, because that is an actual skill, as opposed to executing it. I want to support the support person. That keeps you in a position where you're always in control. So from there, then you can decide if you want to elevate, meaning that, all right, I want to collaborate with you. I'm trying to build my brand. You're trying to expand yours. Maybe that's dangerous. Know that. And it's dangerous in a good way, where it's like, all right, well, if we're both collaborating, so that means we're both paying and playing. Or you're like, all right, I want to be contracted. Me being contracted is actually saying, all right, I'm going to be paid X amount of dollars for X amount of things. X amount of dollars, meaning every time we have a meeting, or, you know, now until a flat rate until the project, or it's I'm going to actually take ownership and complete and total ownership of the experience, and I'm going to do everything. But with those things, you have to itemize and outline what you want to do. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm learning here. I mean, this is really
enlightening me, but like you're speaking life into me.
Okay, good.
Yeah. As I think I'm kind of in this stage right now in my job, like not that I'm feeling any sort of burnout, but I'm trying to decide, you know, what skills do I want to use, you know, because I have all of them right now and which is a beautiful thing because I could be leaned on.
Yeah.
I'm seen as a dependable person.
Yeah.
You know, because you could fall out with so many different things, but also do I want to be that person who's called on for every single little thing?
And
I,
right.
But you know what? The beauty in it though, because one fun fact is I'm the youngest person at MPT.
Like, are you?
Yeah, I'm the very youngest
person. Wow. That's huge.
Like, people don't really think about it, or they do think about it, they just don't talk about it a lot. But like, some things come easier, you know, like technology and other sorts. So like, you could be seen useful for things that you've been doing all your life. Like, you know, I could be called tech savvy, even though I just feel like it's just like nothing like just using a phone, you're like, you know, making a screenshot.
Answer the phone call. right.
And so, I don't know. I definitely see what you're saying, like choosing the skills, choosing where you want to be, you know, having boundaries with your skills, with your time, you know, like you're not that fallen person. You're not that call, that
just
because
you can, just because you can do it doesn't mean that you need to always do it. It's like the curse of the strong woman or strong man.
And burn yourself out.
And that's your fault. Mm-hmm. It's your fault. There's no one that should have ownership of your skills, your purpose, other than you. Right. And it's okay to be great. I've just finally gotten this place in my career where I'm able to, you know, say no, like for real in the sense. And it's harder because of the work that we do. Right. Like Unboxing Change is awesome because of how many children that we support. But that means that we're called on to do so many different things because of the skill set of ourselves and our team and the kids. But sometimes we have to say no because it doesn't fit mission. Or the amount of expertise that is needed for the project, I cannot get my fourth grade team up to speed because all of the missions that we complete are centered around children. The Instagram is managed by college students. TikTok, it's like, so if you can't see us, it's because there's a student that's working on it and I'm perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. Like if we were supposed to have a meeting, I'll find you, or we're not supposed to talk right now. Right. So with that, there's that ownership of being able to say no. God has blessed me as the founder with so many different skills, but I have now been able to attract so many different people with those skills as well too. We have to take care of ourselves. We have to protect it. And that puts you in a power of choice. Last thing I'll say about that is with this contract, the contract is everything. It's everything. It could be a memorandum of understanding. It could be a statement of work. It could just be like, you know, whatever you are writing down to say that this is what you're doing, you need it. You need it because it is the guide. It's the blueprint. It's the map. So for every event that's getting ready to come up, it starts with I'll contribute to the meeting. I want to hear it because what if they're not even meeting? And they're like, oh, yeah, let's actually get everybody together. You're like, wait a minute. I can't be the one that starts the meeting. Right. Like, you know what I mean? I'm coming to your meeting. But then you now know. You get more of a scope of who you're dealing with.
Yeah. Interesting. I don't know. I mean, I think you said a lot and I'm digesting it. And I'm trying to think about like how I could use this for what I want to do. Because, I mean, like all of this, all of these details are important, you know, and I'm thinking for the future projects that I'm being requested to help, that I'm so eager and so ready to like to give my skills towards, maybe I should rethink, take a moment,
yes,
and rethink, you know, where I want to be, how I want to be seen,
yes,
in those spaces and in those projects, you know, because I am just starting out. I'm not an expert. I wouldn't consider myself an expert of project management. I think I just got my feet wet and I fell in love with it, you know, and I want to progress, and that requires me putting myself in the space to do the same thing over and over, not over and over again, but like competitive action, keep training those skills. But I also want to be smart about it, how I do it, you know, because I'm thinking like if an event is bad, it's going to fall back on me.
Oh, you're going to feel it.
I'm going to feel it.
And the thing about that is absolutely, I want you to take a step back because of the fact, like we put it on the wall for all of the events that we are asked to do, I have to balance the ones that God has given me as well, right? Mm-hmm. So especially with community and kids. So I have to put them physically on the wall to be like, all right, where are we going? Like, what is happening? you deserve to do the same thing so you can see yourself in it. Is, you know, do they all match? Does it make sense? Can you make a template out of this? Because you have to get to a place where you can actually, you know, duplicate yourself and then replicate your skills. Like, that's a big deal. So somebody could be like, oh, well, Chloe said today I'm supposed to be outreaching to all of our sponsors or identifying sponsors as well as securing permits. Yep. You deserve to look at the events on the wall and figure out, all right, well, I want my total hands on this, or I only want to contribute, or I want to support. Tell me how it goes. I want to celebrate. Like, listen, I wish I could be a part of it, but I will join you on the day of the launch. I will be at the festival or the studio, whatever you need. But at least you would have taken care of you first. You would have seen yourself where you want to be.
Yeah. I think, you know, to speak honestly, very candidly, I think for me, the next steps, I was considering an MBA, which meant I would be going to business school.
Oh, wow.
But
yeah.
In my space here at NPT, I've learned that there's so many other ways to level up your skills, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, like with Fulton Bank in particular, this is a
direct example. Say something about Fulton Bank.
This is a direct example, but they have a business management program.
Yes, they do.
It's like a 6 to 12 month course, you know, and like they really kind of get you ready, and then they not throw you into, but they gear you for a role in whatever you've been training for. And I was thinking, like, I want to be the best at what I do. Like, I like what I'm doing here.
Yeah.
I want to put it together. Like, I want to be able to be on the top. Like I was saying, the throwback to the inauguration, someone had to put that together. They probably had to be a dream team, a league of great project managers and people who are great at what they do. I want to be in their cabinet. You
centered
know?
In security, but centered so, in security, not even experience, not even out of what does it look like or, you know, down to the menu. It's the security. If we're having an inauguration, everybody important in the world is there. How do we protect them? Mm-hmm. Right? There's so many layers.
There's so
to events.
Many things to think about. I mean, with different events, that's one facet for an event on that kind of level. I mean, fortunately, the Naked Truth wasn't as presidential, so I didn't have to worry about protecting Colette Coakley from.
I mean, but we need to protect sis at all costs because listen, right? We have to. We got to protect her. Yeah.
It was labor. It took long nights. It took long days. I made use of my 8-hour shift for sure, honey. long writing. I mean, I was thinking about like all the posts, all of the things you've seen down to the flyers, down to the website, the verbiage, the words. They had to come from somebody.
Well, listen, we're glad that it came from you. And as we and the team, like I said, like it's never about just, you know, just you. You have to work well just as much as lead well.
Yeah.
And I can honestly say it was absolutely amazing and wonderful. It was
huge. I mean, she deserves all the flowers. I'm really
absolutely
praising myself a lot. I mean, this is like the first time I really clapped myself after 2 weeks.
There it is. Yep.
But Colette Coakley, she did it. She's the mama of WLF, Women's Leadership Forum. She does it. She's the queen of networking. She lines people up. And I wish I could expound more. I know we're probably on a little time right now. But the woman's
okay, look at Chloe now in the break. I know that's right. Go. Chloe does it all.
I see your face. Like,
I'm like, wait a minute. Go ahead. You good. You know what? You got 2 minutes. Go ahead. Close.
Like,
you
Women's
do
Leadership
it.
Forum, they literally, the whole thing with us, we are all for women in entrepreneurship, women in careers, women in students in school. Like we're for plugging people and women into their opportunities and the resources that they want. And just shout out to Colette because just a few days ago she got two small women owned companies into Walmart. So now she has their line into. Look, she's just all for helping get us together. I mean, I know you heard about the pitch competition.
Yes.
Where she had women.
The
you
Pearl
know,
pitch, a Pearl panel. Listen, who was at the conference? Okay.
Like. I'll explain more. I'll explain more. But the Women's Leadership Forum, you have to get engaged if you are looking to just level up, boss up in whatever you do. You know, we are a hub for resources and communication and so forth. So.
And then with that, come closer to the mic. How can we find you? How can we stay connected with you?
Guys, you need to follow me on all platforms, but for starters, Instagram, I am at Chloe, Chloe dot Yearwood, Yearwood, in Instagram. And I'm sorry, that's not my real last name, but it will be soon. I'm changing it.
Let me find out. Listen, well, Chloe Yearwood, you will have it tagged in the comments. And we just thank you so much for being on. Well, of course, I wrote down all the places that we will find you from teaching our students over emails, planning camps. And I will make sure that Color of Youth and your sister too. So with that being said, everyone, we thank you so much for listening to this episode of Mission Complete. We will find you and see you very soon.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
She's the boss. Radio Network. Network.